Today on Charis Daily, I want to share with you about how you can partake of the divine nature of God right here in this life. That sounds too good to be true, but that's exactly what the Bible promises. So stay tuned for Charis Daily. Welcome to another Charis Daily. I'm Andrew Womack, and I'm your Bible teacher today. And for those of you that don't know, we do Charis Daily 7 days a week, and we have a lot of resources to be able to help you. And we also have all of the different instructors that teach these different Bible studies on different days, and we coordinate our teaching so that this month we're all teaching on the power of the Word of God. And I've got a book on this entitled Effortless Change. If you go to charisdailygtn.com, we have a PDF with some work pages there that you can download free, but also you can get this book. This is my free offer to you. You know, this is normally we ask for a suggested donation on it, but we're doing this as an incentive to get people to respond to our Charis Daily broadcast. And we're just talking about the power of God's Word in your life. Let me start by using these verses out of 2 Peter chapter 1. And in verse 1 it says, Simon Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Man, I could preach on that for a week. There's a lot in that, but I want to move on to the next verse. It says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. How? Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Did you know that there's many people, there's people watching this broadcast right now, that you're praying for peace and you're asking for God's grace. That's His ability, His power on an unearned, undeserved basis. And you're seeking for these things, but you may be seeking it through prayer, through fasting, through following people around, going to conferences, and all of those things are good in their place. But this scripture says that grace and peace is multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus. You've got to know certain things. And here's what I'm wanting to share with you as we talk about the power of the Word of God. God's Word is His knowledge. It goes on and says this in the next verse. It says, according. The word according means in proportion to or to the degree of His power, His divine power, which hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. And then verse 4 says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. So it's talking about the knowledge of God is the key to all of these things. And it says that this knowledge is what's given us these exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And then it goes on to say, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things. Not some things, but all things. And if you look that up in the Greek, that means all things. There is nothing excluded. Everything that you need, whether it's prosperity, joy, peace, direction, anything that you need, everything that you need comes through the knowledge of God. You know, as the scripture says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And this is exactly where the average Christian is today. The average Christian came to the Lord because the Holy Spirit dealt with them, showed their need for salvation. Somebody showed them that Jesus was the answer. And so they confessed Jesus as their Savior and they got born again. And you may be one of those people that you know you're born again. If something was to happen to you right now, you are absolutely convinced you would die and go to heaven and you would spend eternity with the Lord. And that's awesome. But that's as far as the average Christian has gone. As far as getting into the Word of God and really unlocking it and getting this knowledge that it says that you can actually partake of the divine nature of God in this life, not just in the one to come, Like Galatians chapter 1, verse 4 says that Jesus gave himself for our sins to deliver us from this present evil world, not just the one to come. The average Christian has not experienced that. The average Christian has only experienced the forgiveness of their sins and an assurance that they're going to heaven, which is great, and that's more than any of us deserve. But the only reason that that's where their faith is stopped is because that's where the average minister quits ministering. They only minister about forgiveness of sins. I was raised in a denomination that they didn't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They didn't believe in speaking in tongues. They didn't believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They didn't believe that there were apostles today. They didn't believe that God still did miracles today, that all of these things passed away with the last apostle, which in the first place is wrong because they're still apostles today. But they just believed that all you could do was get saved and then the rest of the Christian life was getting stuck until you died and went to be with the Lord. And some of our favorite songs were, "When We All Get to Heaven, What a Day That's Going to Be." But in the rough now and now, there wasn't very much victory. It was all reserved for the sweet by and by. But you know, you don't have to just talk about the sweet by and by. You can have steak on the plate while you wait. Amen. And so this is talking about you can partake of the divine nature, but how does it happen? Through the knowledge of Him. And that's what gave us these exceeding great and precious promises. God's Word is the greatest gift that God ever gave us outside of Jesus coming and dying for us and then leaving the Holy Spirit to live in us and through us. But outside of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, the Word of God is the greatest gift that He's ever given us. You wouldn't even know how to spell Jesus if it wasn't for the Word of God. You wouldn't know anything. Just think about what it would be like if we didn't have the Gospels that reveal to us how Jesus ministered to people and how He set people free. Think of what it would be like if we didn't have the epistles and Paul telling us about these great and precious truths. What if we didn't have Peter here telling us that the key to everything, everything that pertains unto life and godliness comes through the knowledge of Him? If we were just left to our own, I guarantee you we would do what most people are doing today. They would think, I've got to just pray more. I've got to fast more. I've got to go to these conferences. I've got to have people lay hands on me until they rub all the hair off the top of your head. And we go into all of these things and make it so hard when it really is as simple as just getting into the Word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, "So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, "This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." So faith is world-overcoming victory, and that faith comes through studying the Word of God. I tell you, what we don't know is killing us. Did you know that we've had the laws that govern electricity around since God created the world? Electricity wasn't just invented back in the 1800s. It was created at creation. All of the laws that govern electricity have been here since the beginning, but people didn't know what those laws were, and so they didn't take advantage of it. Did you know that all the laws of aerodynamics have been here since the beginning of creation, but people have only been flying since the early, you know, just the turn of the 1900s? And stuff. And it was because they didn't understand those laws that govern aerodynamics and electricity and all of these other things. It's not that they didn't exist, it's that they didn't know about this. You know, people could have been using air conditioning back 500 and 600 years ago, 1,000, 2,000 years ago, but they didn't understand all of the laws that govern those kind of things. Likewise, we could be living in the divine nature of God in this life if we just understood the importance of God's Word. Getting God's Word in your heart is the single most important thing that you could ever do for your spiritual growth. And this is the reason that I've had a ministry on television of just teaching the Word of God for the last 25 years. This is the reason that we have been having Charis Bible College for 30 years. This is the reason that I've been in ministry for 56 years, traveling the Word, and all I do is just teach the Word of God. And I'm telling you, I have seen thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people's lives changed. Just today, I was walking around and greeting new students at our Charis Bible College, and I had people come up to me crying, telling about how it had changed their life. And I've never personally meant them before. It's the first time I'd ever meant them. I'd never laid hands on them. It wasn't me personally giving them something. It was me sharing truths from God's Word, just expounding on the Word of God. And that has changed people's lives. This may sound too simple, but it is exactly as simple as what I'm saying, that if we were to take the truth of God's Word, it would set us free. You know, Jesus told these people in John chapter 8 and in verse 31, it was people who believed on Him. He says, if you continue in My Word, then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you, it says, you will be disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then it says in John 17, 17, Thy Word is truth. God's Word is truth, and it's only the truth that you know that sets you free. So He was talking to people who believed on Him. In the 30th verse of John chapter 8, it says that many believed on Him. Then in verse 31, He spoke to those who believed on Him, if you continue in My Word, then you'll be My disciples indeed, and then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. See, there's a progression. Just believing in Jesus isn't enough. As a matter of fact, He went on to say in John chapter 8, verse 44, He said, you are of your father the devil. And He was speaking to the people who believed on Him. They believed that He was the Messiah. But He said, you are of your father the devil. They didn't believe to the point that it set them free. They didn't get the knowledge of God. And I tell you, we've got a lot of people today that know things about God, but they don't truly know God. And the only way to truly know God is through His Word. You know, this is offensive to a lot of people. I've been preaching now for 56 years, and I've had a lot of people get offended and say, you're putting too much emphasis on the Word. I've had people call me, you're Word bound, which, man, I don't even understand that. To me, that's a compliment, to be so controlled, so bound by the Word of God that every thought and action is controlled by the Word of God. But I've had people criticize me and say, you need to be more led by the Spirit and quit being so bound to what the Word of God says. You know, over in 1 John chapter 5, it says that the Word and the Spirit are one and they agree in one. There is zero contradiction. Matter of fact, I had a woman that was in our Bible college, and she was one of those that called me word bound. She said, you need to be more led by the Spirit and not so controlled and dictated by the Word. And she came to me one time, and she had had a dream. And in this dream, she saw me and her landing on the beaches of Normandy, like during World War II, and there was just landmines all over this beach. And she said that we were given the choice of, here's a map that shows you where every landmine is, or you can hear a little voice that tells you, go forward one pace, take one pace to the left, go forward two paces, and then right. And so do you want to be, you want to hear this voice, or do you want to just read a map? And she said that I chose to read the map, whereas she chose to listen to the voice. And she thought that was just a great, great indication of how I was word bound. I was so controlled by the map, just looking at the map instead of being led by the Spirit. But to the contrary of what she thought, I thought this is a beautiful illustration of how it should be. Because how do you know you're reading the map right? It's because you hear a voice. And this voice is matching this map perfectly. This voice is letting you know exactly where you are on that map. See, it's not just the Word, but it's the Spirit quickening the Word to you. The Holy Spirit is the one who wrote the Bible. And when you read it with your heart, allowing the Holy Spirit to interpret it to you, the Word of God just comes alive to people. I tell you, when I got really turned on to the Lord, March the 23rd, 1968, and I was filled with the Holy Spirit, the number one thing that changed in my life was a love for the Word. The Word of God just came alive on the inside of me. It was like the disciples on the road to Emmaus. that had talked with Jesus for all of those hours as they were walking to Emmaus, and then he disappeared. And they said, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us, by the way? And Jeremiah said the same thing, Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. He says that he was tired of speaking for the Lord because every time he spoke, he got criticized and persecuted. And he finally came to a place, he says, I'm not going to make mention of him or speak any more in his name. But then he says, his word was like fire shut up in my bones and I couldn't forbear. I had to speak. The Word of God, if you are allowing the Holy Spirit, instead of just using it as a map and trying to figure it out with your brain, if you will allow the Holy Spirit to speak these words to you, it's the Word and the Spirit combined, and it makes it's a check and balance system to make sure that you're understanding the Word correctly, because the Holy Spirit's the one that wrote the Word. This is how He makes Himself known unto you. This is how all of these things that pertain unto life and godliness come unto you, is through the knowledge of God's Word, but it's the Holy Spirit quickening it to you. The Word of God is not just written to your head, it's written to your heart. You have to read the Word with your heart. And if you will open up your heart and allow the Holy Spirit, He will quicken it to you. And I'm telling you that the biggest change in my life when I received the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit was a love for the Word of God, and a quickening, a revelation knowledge of the Word of God started functioning on the inside of me. And I can truthfully testify that any good thing that God has done in my life over the last 56 years, it has come, of course, because of God, because of the power of the Holy Spirit, but it's because of the truths that I learned through the Word of God. The Holy Spirit revealed them to me and explained them to me, gave me revelation of it. And it's the Word of God that has literally transformed my life. That's a huge statement. And some people think it's got to be more complicated than that. Religion has made things complicated to where, no, you got to fast, you got to pray, you got to live holy, you got to do all of these things. And they put down all of these rituals that you have to do. There's only one thing that's really important, and that's relationship with God. And again, everything that we know about God comes through the knowledge of this Word, and that's what allows us to be a partaker of this divine nature of God. Man, that's powerful. You know, I remember when I first really got turned on to the Lord, I had a fire lit on the inside of me, and I was in love with God, and I got just a little glimpse of what God wanted me to do with my life. And I mean, this is back when I was 18 years old, and I didn't have a clue about very much, and I didn't have a clue about what I was going to be doing. I just knew that I was going to spend the rest of my life trying to share with people the vision that I'd seen of God, the truth and the love that I'd felt from God. And I remember, this is before I was married. I've been married for 52 years, so this was longer than that, 53 or 54 years ago. And I remember kneeling around my bed, and I'd been praying, and I had my Bible open on my bed. And when I opened my eyes, I was praying and saying, God, I know that You want me to reach people all around the world. I know You want me to have a worldwide impact for You and share truth with other people. How do I get from where I am, where it's completely impossible, to where I could ever see people's lives changed all over the world? And I remember as I opened my eyes, I saw my Bible just laying there. And the Lord spoke to me and He says, you just stick your nose in this book and it'll teach you everything that you need to know. And man, that's what I began to start doing. That's exactly what I've done. I have just pored over this Word. You know, I was studying the Word yesterday. It's been 56 years and I'm still studying the Word just constantly. And God is still revealing things to me. You know, my very first week in Vietnam, let me turn over and just read a little parable to you that I was over in Vietnam, and this was my first week. And it's a long story. I won't go into the whole thing, but I was, they designated me as a bunker guard, and I was just laying on my bunk while everybody else went through the gas chamber and had to be exposed to CS gas. And I was reading, and I read this parable in Mark chapter 4, And in verse 39, it says, "Whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God, or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh great and all greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it." And of course, this is symbolic of the Word of God. If you go back to Mark chapter 4, verse 14, the sower sows the Word. So this seed was symbolic of the Word of God. And when you plant the Word of God in your heart, it grows and it becomes this huge tree that spreads out over all of the earth, and all of the birds of the air come and lodge in it. And I was seeing this as the Word of God will literally grow and produce all of this spiritual growth on the inside of me, so that other people could benefit by the things that God had done for me. And I was seeing that, and I was praying, and I said, "Lord, that's what I want to be. I want to have your Word just work so that it, you know, spread out over all of the earth. And I'm reaching people all over the earth, telling them the good news about you." And as I was praying that, the Lord spoke to me, and He said, "If I was to grant your answer to prayer and give you this huge growth above ground," He says, "your root is about that deep. It's less than an inch deep." And He says, "If I was to grant you that growth, the first bird to land in a branch would knock your whole tree over. The first puff of wind would blow the whole thing over." He says, "You don't have the root to sustain that growth." And He spoke to me, and couple that together with the previous example I gave about, He said, "Just stick your nose in the book. It'll teach you everything you need." Those things became a directive for my life. And for the last 56 years, all I've been doing is just poring over the Word of God and having God speak to me through the Word of God. And this gives me revelation of Him, knowledge of Him, and everything that pertains unto life and godliness comes through that knowledge, and it allows me to be a partaker of the divine nature of God and escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, those verses that we were reading. And so this is what's changed my life. And this is the reason I've entitled this teaching that I've got, Effortless Change. When you talk about change, most people think change is traumatic. It's hard. Matter of fact, there's books written about that. The biggest problem you'll ever have in your life is going through change, whether it's physical changes in your body, whether it's changes in your, you know, your kids moving away, whether it's changes in your marital status, whether it's changes in your physical health. People just talk about change as being a traumatic thing, and they see change, even positive change, coming at a great cost. But if you do it God's way, it's like a seed. You've never seen a seed planted, like an apple seed. You just plant that thing, and then this tree grows up, and you've never seen the tree shake and groan and yell and just go, and boom, here's an apple. No, it's just the nature of that seed to produce other apples. It's the nature of the Word of God to help you escape the corruption that is in the world and partake of this divine nature of God. This is why God gave us the Word. This is an incorruptible seed. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 says, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, by the Word of God that lives and abides forever." This is an incorruptible seed. It's the seed of God's Word. It will produce His life on the inside of you. But it's only the seed that you plant in your heart that will produce that fruit. You can have the Bible on your nightstand, laying on your coffee table, and it'll never set you free. I've had people before that, you know, I sat a cup like this on top of somebody's Bible one time, and they just nearly sucked all of the air out of the room, like, "You put something on top of the Bible." And I moved it, and you could see the ring that, you know, where the dust had been cleared off where I set that cup. They honored the book, but they didn't read it. It had dust on it. This is just a book unless you take it and make it come alive. Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 63, "It's the Spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are alive." God's Word is a spiritual, live thing. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, the word of God is quick. That means it's alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is living. You got to get it off of this page and in your heart. But I promise you that if you would take the seed of God's word and plant it in your heart and protect it, not let someone come and steal it away or the cares of this life choke it. And if you put God's word number one in your life, it will just change you effortlessly. It says in Psalms 107:20 that He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. God's word will produce health in your flesh. The word of God will make you rich. The word of God will give you peace. The word of God has everything that God is and all of the things that He's provided for us in seed form in here. And all you've got to do is through the quickening power of the Holy Spirit, read it with your heart, let the Holy Spirit make these words come alive on the inside of you, and it will just begin to start changing you effortlessly. That sounds too good to be true, but it's absolutely true. And just because it's simple doesn't mean it's easy. The hardest thing you'll ever do in your life is turn away from all of the knowledge of this world, which is completely contrary to the knowledge of this word, and to turn away from that and get to where you stand on this. People will ridicule you for it. They will call you all kinds of names for it. They will think that you just are ignorant and unlearned because you aren't enlightened, you aren't progressive, you aren't going with the things that everybody else is. But I promise you, my testimony and the testimony of the Word of God is that this will change you and make you a partaker of the divine nature of God, and everything that you need will come to you through it. So again, I'd like to encourage you to please take advantage of this offer that I'm making, my book on effortless change. We've got a number on the screen. You can call in and ask for it. They'll send it to you as a free gift. Or you can go to CarisDailyGTN.com, and we have a lot of things. We have a PDF that has some things about the power of the Word of God, some pages about that, and it'll be a blessing to you. Again, if you call that number, we've got people that will pray with you. They will talk to you. They'll answer questions if you've got questions about what I've said today. But we want to help you. We want to help plant the Word of God in your heart so that you can have the harvest that God intended you to have. I guarantee you, God wants you to prosper more than you want to prosper. And somebody might say, well, why aren't I prospering? You haven't taken the word. You haven't put it there, or you haven't allowed it to stay there. You've allowed someone to steal it from you. So I promise you, these things will help you. And remember that our archives on our Caris Daily are here. You can listen to all of the different instructors talk about the power of the Word of God, and it will help you to be able to put God's Word first place in your life, and it will transform you. The truth that you know will set you free.